From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. For the first time, federal investigators are saying an autonomous vehicle function in a Tesla Model S was engaged during a fatal accident. On May 7th, Joshua Brown's car crashed into an 18-wheeler, and he was killed in Williston, Florida. This is according to a disclosure by the electric car company some days ago. It raises questions about Tesla's tech-forward business model, but also the incremental addition of self-driving functions in newer cars and how they are already impacting real driving scenarios involving computerized systems and unpredictable human maneuvers on roads around the country. Jim Sayer is director of the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute. Jim, tell me about the tension here.
It's a known issue for over 100 years that humans are really not particularly good at long-term monitoring, you know, doing a task that just requires them to stare at dials. And so when you provide a level of automation that controls the vehicle the vast majority of the time, then they kind of get to the point where they no longer are monitoring as well as they should.
Is one of the fundamental issues here the idea that cars with self-driving features are sharing the road with other human drivers that may behave erratically?
I think probably the greater issue is the driver's understanding of what the system's capable of doing and what they are responsible for. There's going to be decades of overlap between partially autonomous and fully autonomous vehicles on the roadway. That is not at the heart of the issue. It's part of one of the challenges, but the heart of the issue really is with partial automation, is the driver engaged at all in the process, and are they ready to take control when the system is not able to?
If I'm considering buying a car with some self-driving or automated features, like the stuff that's just starting to come out, what advice would you give me? Pay attention?
Yeah, fundamentally, the role of the driver has not changed. One thing this particular situation does point out is the importance of redundancy in the different types of sensors, not over-relying on one particular sensing technology and having a backup. Because, again, you can't even necessarily guarantee that the driver is the backup.
Jim, all of this makes me think about confidence, right? Confidence in yourself as a driver versus confidence in the equipment. What does this make you think about?
Until you get experience with a system, you don't fully understand what are the limitations. That will help, I think, with the confidence considerably.
Jim Sayer is director of the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. Jim, thank you very much for talking with me.
Certainly.
Late last month, the Department of Homeland Security proposed that people planning to visit the United States voluntarily disclose their social media handles ahead of time. Think Twitter usernames, Facebook accounts, etc. The goal being to help fight terrorism. Social media is used more and more by extremist groups to broadcast propaganda. It also surfaces information when emergencies happen. But can culling through the social media accounts of visitors really prevent attacks? Zeynep Tefekci is professor at the School of Information and Library Science at the University of North Carolina. Zeynep, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Why is the U.S. considering doing this?
It's a bit puzzling. Because obviously, you know, if you are actually planning to undertake some terrorism in the United States, you're not going to voluntarily let the border people know that your Twitter handle is I love ISIS forever 237, right?
Right.
So that's not going to work. I feel like that we have this expectation that our authorities are going to somehow stop these rare but horrifying attacks. And it just looks better and feels better to have the data except in practice, you end up both drowning in data and end up chasing what's called false positives.
Do you think that there's a better tech solution, perhaps, to this idea than asking people for their social media accounts when they apply for a visa, when they try to come into the country?
Well, here's the thing. I don't really think there is a tech solution. It's pretty clear that targeted surveillance is a much better use of our resources. Again and again in these attacks, we find that the authorities, say in Europe, had some of these attackers in their lists, but they were overwhelmed and they didn't have people tracking and checking things out, especially with these people who'd gone to Syria and returned. The second thing, though, and this is the part that's hard to accept, that terrorism is horrible, but it's also very hard to stop with policing. As long as there's a pool of people that are willing to kill and die, the better question might be, how do we address that pool? How do we address the things that fuel these problems in our world? It's not the only problem we face, but it's a major one. And that's a message nobody wants to hear. We would like quick fixes, and we would like some, you know, technology magic solution to our problems. But the reality might be that's not going to be how we deal with this.
Zeynep Tefekcia is a professor at the School of Information and Library Science at the University of North Carolina. She is also part of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Zeynep, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
By the way, the period of public comment on that proposal is going on now and ends August 22nd. And while we are on the topic of social media, where a lot of photos are shared, a 28-year-old started a new fashion tech company. It's called Issue, and it makes products that might be a celebrity's best friend. Scarves, pocket squares, ties, all boasting a black and white reflective boxy pattern on them that drown the wearer's skin in shadow in flash photography. Technology promises many solutions to life's problems, but foiling the paparazzi, that feels like a new one. Actress Cameron Diaz has apparently used these things. Also, rapper DMX, an unsanctioned DMX photo. Time to change the song lyrics to DMX not gonna give it to you. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.